A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Really quick.
Let's do a dates real quick.
Yeah. And we'll just put this at the top of other episodes. Yes. I am going to be in lots of places. Tampa, Palm Coast, starting in May 31st. Palm Coast, Florida, June 1st. And then Charleston on June 3rd. Baltimore, June 4th. Then Lexington, Kentucky, the weekend of 8th through 10th of June. And then Asheville on June 11th. And then Philadelphia on June 15th. And Arlington, Virginia / Washington, D.C. The 16th. And 17th. And you can see me co-headline with Justin Martindale July 29th in San Francisco.
That's fun. I'm in Austin, Texas at the Creek and Cave May 19th, 20th. Then I'll be at Dania Beach, Florida at the Improv 26th, 27th, 28th. Then I'll be at Zany's Nashville one night only the 31st.
Go out, Nashville.
Go out for God's sakes. And then I'll be in Spokane, Washington the 22nd to the 24th. And then I'm gone for the entire summer. Come see me just for laughs. I'm there for 2 weeks. If you're Montreal listeners,
Montreal.
For God's sakes, come out.
I'm Jessica Michelle Singleton.
And I'm Steph Tolev.
We're slobs. Oh, man, we're so good.
We really are disgusting people.
This should be not allowed. All right, fine. Welcome to Slobs. Ignore Steph. She's doing the internet.
Kill me. We have an amazing guest today. Jody Sweet is here. Come on.
Are you sure? Are you done?
I'm not done.
No, she's
I'm
not
setting
done. She's
it
never
up
done.
And then I was going to just get ready to go and then I had to press send at 2 p.m. because this is my fucking life and I don't want to do this.
She starts shooting a self tape next to us.
She's like, I'm sorry, you guys. Camera. I really, could you keep it down? I'm doing a scene here.
I hate to break it to you. I did film a self tape this morning at 6:30 a.m. and I had to get my friend from New York to read with me because I didn't want to wake anybody else up. And the role was Hefty Woman. So guess what? Wow. Hefty Woman. Here she is.
Hey, look at that. They're casting you as a woman now.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
That's
insulting.
But you're not hefty.
Hollywood?
Wow, that's...
I'm a big guy.
Look, I get it. I'm not a sample size either, so
no,
I get it.
No, you are.
Dude.
It depends.
What's wrong with people?
That's all right.
It's also, if
Fuck
you're
it.
Not a
I like cheeseburgers
town.
And fries. That's okay. I'm so glad that this is where we jumped off with conversation.
Yeah. Let's
really
start with
is.
Body image issues.
Yeah,
immediately.
Hi.
Hollywood.
Yes.
They're
welcome.
Great to women all the time.
Welcome to our minds.
Welcome to what we have to deal with. Welcome to Hefty Woman. And it was a...
Well, I feel like, though, you could turn that into, like, a brand sponsorship real fucking
Oh,
fast.
Yeah, with the
I'm
garbage
trying.
Bags.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm the hefty one.
I can fit in 2 garbage bags.
Hefty, that, hefty yeah. cinch woman. Remember yeah. those commercials? The hefty, hefty cinch man?
No, yeah. I don't.
Oh, my God, I do. Yeah, I don't know why, but glad it came up now.
And you're like, you look like, I do look like somebody who could be in a
you
garbage
You could be
bag.
Flo no, for hefty.
Isn't my mullet coming out and talking, I fit in here. All your trash will too.
It's not breaking, no matter how hard I try with my hefty body.
With my large, hefty body.
Jesus, it's all hell.
How are you? You're busy as hell. Thank
yeah.
you for coming
good.
Out here,
I've been
God
super
sakes.
Busy. Yeah, I've been doing like more comedy stuff, which has been really fun.
Yeah.
I did
Yay.
A press tour this week. I have a Hallmark movie coming out that airs tonight, Friday, on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, which was really fun because it... was Ooh. Not a Christmas movie, so it was something a little bit different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mixing
it
was
up. Like, it wasn't like a rom-com. It was, you know, there was like a dead body in it. And stuff, so
oh,
that's,
yeah, Hallmark.
Well, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries.
You have to include the mysteries.
Hallmark Movies okay. and Mysteries is a different okay. channel than the regular okay. Hallmark. They go, they have their like mystery series and stuff and occasional dead bodies. Nothing too violent. But,
yeah, do they
know.
Show or is like a, there's a blanket
I mean, it's
over
like
it.
A, it's like a, yeah, they do, but you know, okay. it's very.
It's tasteful.
It's Law and Order.
It's tasteful death.
It's family friendly
Law and Order,
yeah.
SVU.
Right. It's no, okay. no, definitely not like that. That's okay, a little. Okay, yeah. That's a lot.
Everybody just died. And they're perfectly still sitting in a chair.
Right. Right. They have great hair.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Full face makeup.
But no, it was yeah. it was really fun. I actually shot it in February, so it's out.
Wow.
Pretty
that's
quickly.
A fast,
that's a quick
really
turnaround.
Super fast turnaround.
Jesus.
Yeah. But I'm excited. The Jane DeSilva mysteries. I got to sing in the movie too, which was
you
fun.
Sing too.
You sing?
I do. Yeah.
What?
So
don't
I got to
you
sing
do?
The. Dishes.
Yes. You heard it here first, folks.
My husband's like, no, I heard it first.
Yeah, I've been saying it for years.
Yeah. as he just has two big gloves on washing dishes
just
right
like,
now.
Oh, God bless his heart. but yeah, I'm very excited for that to come out. So I've been doing press for that. I was in New York for like less than 24 hours. Went and visited a friend of mine in Pittsburgh to talk about some stuff. Steve Hofstetter was another comedian. Mm-hmm.
He has
a place called Steel City AF.
And
I went and I actually stayed there because they've got like a little suite set up for the like comics and stuff. It's awesome.
He asked me to come by last time I was there and I didn't have time.
You really, really got to check it out. I thought it was an amazing like spot for some cool like comedy and theater and art and all that.
Oh, that's cool.
But I like did a show here at the Comedy Store.
Show. That's fun.
This is like you're doing it monthly
now. So I'm doing it monthly. It's called Family Dinner with Jodie Sweetin.
No dishes.
Dishes.
Paper plates.
I don't do those. No, we just do the eating. But it is, it's me and I host three comics every month and I have them bring some dish or food or something that reminds them of their childhood. And it can be anything. I don't care if it's homemade. I don't care if it's in a bag. Yeah. If it's, I think Chris Fairbanks brought a Taco Bell bean and cheese burrito up his sleeve.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah, like it's last time Kara Klink brought, she made s'mores with open flames, which I'm sure the Comedy Store is really thrilled about.
Yeah, it's the same as Dave Chappelle smoking a cigarette.
That's
in
there. True. Yeah. So it was, but it's really fun. It's off the wall. We play games. We do all kinds of silly quizzes, tell stories about our childhood growing up, and you know, comics have very normal childhoods, so it's a very,
very
heartfelt. There's nothing dark or weird that ever gets said. So
I know. I'd be like, do I bring beef or chicken ramen? Right. I don't know. Can I bring Rice Krispies that the spoon melted into and my mom still fed us them?
Atsuko Okatsuko was one of the first panelists that we had on the first show, and she brought curry in a bag and just like squeezed it out onto the plate, and it was pretty amazing.
Oh,
yeah,
that's hilarious.
But we make something that reminds us of that, and then we talk about it and play games and act like idiots. And the audience is the kids' table, so they're always welcome to throw in some of their crazy stories about family and stuff like that. It's really fun.
That's so fun.
But we've sold out three shows, we have another one coming up. June 17th, and that one's going to be our, what did we decide to call it? Our Dads and Daddies.
It's Father's Day.
It's Father's Day and Pride.
Good point.
Dads and Zaddies. Daddies.
I love this.
Is
going
to be the theme next month. Yeah, yeah. So I promise you, you'll want to be there. And we now have merch and stuff too.
That's fun.
I know. Like, holy shit. We're moving up
this
in the world.
Really fucking
That's amazing.
Off. Jesus.
I just show up and try and like just do what I'm told. You know what I mean? They're like, here's the cards, just do what we say.
Stick to the lines.
Right, that never happens. And then
she's riffing again.
And last time I like ended the show and realized that half the audience hadn't gotten their second check yet. I was like, we're done. And then people were like, I'm still, I'm drinking.
I'm still going. That's so funny.
But it's been really great. It's been really great.
I love that. And for anyone listening who's never, or watching either way, who's never been to the Comedy Store, it's in the Belly Room, right?
It is.
So it's a very intimate setting. That's my favorite room in the whole world.
Love it. I'm so happy that we're up there. It's like it feels like a real intimate dinner.
Yes.
I find that the comics, we've actually had really great, wonderful, genuine storytelling moments. And I feel like because it's such a smaller space and the audience is right there, it does lend itself to being like more intimate. And
yes.
I mean, Aristotle Athini was on and he was talking about, he was like, it's a safe space. And people were like talking about stories and all kinds of things because, you know, it's a weird,
you get comfortable.
60-person room and you feel kind of intimate and like, you know, tell weird stories. So it's great. And I highly recommend that everyone come.
I'd feel uncomfortable being there because I'd have to be in the audience because I'm still at the kids' table. And I'm not fucking joking.
Oh, Thanksgiving? Me too.
Everything. Christmas. I'm like, now it's a joke with my family. I'm like, I'm almost 40.
You know what, though? Here's what I'm going to tell you. As a lifelong member of not at the kids' table, because I was an only child and the only young person really around in my family, enjoy the kids' table.
You're not
missing
out.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's fun.
Well, we're not even kids anymore. It was just the first year I started drinking openly in front of everybody, and I was like,
well, it is weird to be drinking at a table full of six-year-olds. Well, that's know what I'm saying? Like,
I was always like,
that's Steph again. Yay! Let's have going.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
are you going to eat that?
Yeah, that's you.
That's very expensive.
That's me.
Very expensive. Very good impression of me,
actually. That was a very good impression of me.
You know, I almost came like dressed as you today. I almost wore
a mullet.
It was a mullet. Yeah. No, I almost had this like black sort of like painter's uniform. And like either Vans or like some Doc Martens.
You should have. What the heck?
You know what? I wore it last night to the comedy thing because I couldn't figure out what I wanted to put. And I was like, I'm just going to go with the onesie. And
That's why you end up so easy. I wear a bunch of them too on stage. It just becomes easy. You don't have to match it with anything.
I don't have to match it. I don't have to think about it. It's easy.
Yeah.
It's easy.
You don't think about it till you're like, oh no, I have to poop and I'm in public and I'm naked squatting in the Comedy Store.
I don't think I've ever had that thought.
What do you got? What's it like to be well adjusted?
I do.
I don't mean I'm well adjusted by any means. I mean, only if I'm at home. You know what I mean?
I'm not unzipping. It's not happening.
It's really hard to shit here. The bathrooms up here are so small in the Comedy Store that like when you have a onesie on, you can just hear my.
You're like trying to like get out of it.
Oh my god!
And I'm trying to wiggle out, and I'm like.
I was wearing one on an airplane while traveling.
No.
And, well, because it was comfy and it was the morning I almost missed my flight. So it was like a jumpsuit, you know?
Grab and go.
Put it in and went. But I didn't quite think of it. And like the plane bathroom. So what I've realized is as you're taking it off, you have to kind of roll it up into itself.
Or it'll go in the toilet. Tuck it into the waistband of it.
And then it's just like a pair of pants.
I never thought of that.
I know. I had literally, how long did this take me?
Patent that thought.
I was like, oh, wait, if I roll it like kind of into itself, and it had a hood too, and that was like, I want to dump the hood into the thing.
No, no, no.
It just gets sucked out. You're standing there naked.
How Jenny Sweeten died. Well, it was weird. She was tucked out of an airplane bathroom.
She had to shit wearing a onesie.
Wearing a onesie, right.
Or you're just standing there butt naked. It's been ripped off. And you're like, stewardess, excuse me.
What do you have to wear? They probably have like a loose jacket, like one of the pilot's jackets. You have
the stewardess uniform.
Yeah,
what would one do?
They just wrap you in a blanket.
Somebody in there would have to give you something from their like carry-on.
I wonder is that like in the handbook? What happens if a customer suddenly emerges butt naked from the lavatory?
They just tranquilize you.
Right, like,
I bet you there's more of that than we think. Like more.
They
crazy.
Probably have extra because people probably get so anxious that they like shit themselves or barf everywhere. So they probably have like
Oh well,
that's
That I was sitting in a row behind somebody when that happened once, and they were sick, and I was like, I am not far enough away from this. Yeah, yeah.
They were not in the bathroom doing it.
Just sitting. They were in the
in the. That's not good.
Yeah. No. No. I was very glad that I was. Yeah, it's like good to be down with it. I mean, I'm really glad that again I'm treading into such
delicate topics, but we do.
I also was like slobs. Fuck it.
And I just remembered I wanted to bring up this. Remember, I forgot to bring up this fucking. I'm sure you heard of this goddamn.
Oh my god.
This new story that I really wanted to fucking bring up the other day because I found.
She's
on the
just
way
over here. There trying to post.
No, no, no.
She's pretending.
She's like, oh wait, look, it's a story.
No.
Hold on, right on TikTok.
Hilton manager arrested after breaking into guest's room to suck his toes.
I did hear about this. I did hear about this.
This is crazy.
Look at that man.
But see, that's if you see the picture, you look at it and you go, that tracks.
This tracks.
You know what I mean?
If somebody went, imagine a weird hotel manager
coming in and sucking on your toes in the middle of night, and that's what you wake up to. That's exactly what I pictured.
Before they even had the drawing, it's like a thumb with eyeballs. It is, literally, and glasses. It literally, when they started drawing it, he's got like a side of his mouth. Yeah, no, no, he's.
His mouth's
also,
all fucked up from all
a
the
manager,
sucking.
A night manager at the Hilton Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee, was arrested Friday night after entering a sleeping guest room to suck on the customer's toes. I wonder if it was a guy or a girl. 52-year-old
David Neal, full name,
aggravated burglary and assault. But what did he steal? Your soul?
No, yeah.
Well, I think burglary
it's just
is
breaking
it's
in.
Like B&E. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Allegedly created a replica key card and used it to enter the room. Pete Brennan. Oh, the full name.
Is it Neil's brother?
It was Neil Brennan's brother, Pete Brennan. Tell everybody that.
Oh, my God.
5 a.m. Didn't even do it. He waited till the sun was coming up.
Yeah.
To make it more.
Like a good sunrise.
Why that got you worse for some reason, the 5 a.m.
Right, the 5 a.m. Well, because
he was trying to wake up.
That's exactly what that tells me is that he really wanted him to know. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he wanted
like
to
he
be
got
seen.
Off on that. I mean, but also, no, you know what? It's just disturbing from the beginning.
But what if it was like,
I wonder what, like, the second that the guy checked in, was he like, those toes are mine?
Yeah, was he doing checking his flip flops? Was he like, look at those?
Right. How did he know? Fucking sight unseen? Was he going to go suck on? What if they were disgusting?
I don't know what's going on under those boots, but I need it in my mouth.
Right?
Well, what if Pete called down because he had a wake up call and he's like, I got something better.
Oh, you want to be up at 5 a.m.? Don't worry. I'll make sure you're up.
Yeah, I'll make sure you're up. And hey, the phone call a little loud, a little distraught. Like, you a little suck.
I do like the idea. He's like, you asked for a wake-up.
You asked for I'm just here doing, yeah, it's what Hilton honors. Is, yeah. You know, we'll give you anything.
You're a platinum member. I thought that this is the upgrade.
This is the upgrade, right. The upgrade comes with the manager that sucks on your toes.
I'm part of the American Express package, right?
Oh, my God.
Neil told police he entered Brennan's room to investigate the smell of smoke. Uh-oh. Oops, he smelled something first.
Uh-oh, is it this?
Yeah. When questioned, he told police he had thrown the room key copy away and whatever. Anyways, that's so funny.
Oh, I smell smoke. I should go in and suck on this man's toes, what, to save his life?
They were on fire to find out.
Yeah. Stop, drop, and suck.
Like, the only way to prevent a forest fire is suck on some random stranger's toes.
This is so funny.
Only you can stop forest fires by sucking on unsuspecting people's toes.
There were embers on his toenails. I had to put them out.
What is,
oh my God, it keeps
like,
going.
Like, why invent a story at that?
I was just so shocked.
Like, why even be like, well, you see, it was there was a fire, okay?
I smelled fire.
So and I want just be like, I am a, fuck it. You know what? Toes. That's all I got to say.
You know what?
I must have inhaled the smoke, and it caused me to act in a way that is very uncharacteristic of me.
I only smelled the smoke.
What if other people start coming forward, and they're like,
"There must be.
My toes were sucked, too.
Yeah.
I thought
what
I imagined that.
What about people that don't know? Oh. What about people that sleep really heavy?
I sleep very heavy. I'm kind of worried about this now.
I know. First of all... Dude, put the fucking door
in the confidence of men.
Yes, that's
what
on
I was
you.
Gonna say. Yes. That's a dude in a hotel. I'm like, I don't have to do that. Girls, when we get in, we practically barricade the door.
I have a chair under the door.
The fucking dresser.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I'm alone, I'm really scared.
If it's creepy, any creepy vibe. Oh, yeah. The hotels I've had, motels.
Oh, yeah.
Hotels.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
you're like,
blood stains on the wall.
Early days of doing the road where you're like, this is.
I'm going to die here. Right, yeah.
I'm not sleeping here. I'm just waiting for daylight.
But imagine that. All that time we've survived in motels. Meanwhile, at a fucking Hilton, this dude's sucking people's toes. You know what I mean?
Sucking people's toes.
This is a great day for the Marriott franchise.
That's,
hey, Marriott, you can suck your own toes here. So
was it Marriott?
No, it was Hilton.
I'm just saying, Hilton Honors, though? Hilton Honors, people, maybe that's an extra little...
Hilton Honors, indeed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Your Honor, I'm suing.
Right.
Also, what would be... I don't know what I would be... I would rather a guy come and suck my toes and be fingering me or something. I mean, I don't want either. But I'm
honestly,
saying, I'm not saying
you
I
had
want
to
one.
Pick. I don't.
That had to be.
God,
the
though, but
just
that's
as
so
bad.
Fucking weird. It's so
and that
weird.
Guy too.
It's
also okay,
so weird.
I want to know. Okay,
what would you do?
Wait.
I need to see you act this out.
Was he sitting cross
on the edge of the bed?
Sucking? Or
was he standing on his knees over the bed?
He had to be
on his knees. And then wakey-wakey, his eyes peeking
and
up.
Just,
hello.
Wait, or maybe he was like under the covers. He didn't even see.
Ew,
he just felt
under
it.
Under the covers.
Oh,
just
and it's just from the bottom.
Ew, that's way worse.
And all you're like is like, why are my toes wet?
That's
and you're like, is my dog here? Oh my God, what is happening?
Oh,
and then you're like, and
God.
Then it's just that dude.
It's David Neal.
Trying to fucking scamper out.
Oh, he was.
That's probably what he did.
He definitely.
He was hands and knees coming.
He scampered out, tried to open the door. Meanwhile, dude's like, what
ew,
the fuck?
Oh
right.
My God.
I smelled smoke. That's why I'm crawling.
Wait, I yeah. hit the floor. Oh my God. Look, emergency lights.
Did you smell something or feel anything? Because I'm just here because of the smoke.
I had to spray your feet down with water.
You were on fire.
Your toes were in flames. You didn't feel them?
Anyways, breakfast is at 7.
But like also, so did that
he
guy just go back down to
for
work
some
and you just saw him literally at the front desk? You had to go down and go, can I see the manager? And he's like, you want to
I think
round?
You already saw him.
He turns around slowly in a
yeah,
chair.
Yeah, he's a mustache. Hello.
Yes, man. Puts glasses on.
Yeah.
How may I
it's David
Groucho
Marvel.
Shake
glasses
yeah.
off.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's I don't me. Know what you're talking about.
I'll definitely be reporting
my
that to the corporate
God,
people.
My God.
David Neal.
You know, every day I read.
What the fuck?
It's my alarm to post.
Okay. God damn it. We're going to take a 5-second break and commercial break, and we're going to come back.
We're going to take a break so that Steph can handle her business. Sorry, and I don't mean taking a
God
shit.
Damn
I mean.
It. It'll take me 2 seconds, for Christ's sake.
I'm just going to keep
we're
it
back.
Weird.
We're back.
Go back. Go back.
No,
going.
I was
so going
to say, you know what's weird are the feet fleshlights. That to me, I cannot.
No.
Oh, you can't. You can fuck a foot.
Yes.
Yes.
But that's, it's like a severed foot. They're
but is it like the
I'm
top
saying,
of the
right?
ankle?
I'm like, what if, no. Oh, no.
Is that where it's at? The top of the ankle?
Yeah.
That's... We didn't even see them. We went to a sex shop and there was a thing the same size as you. Remember, I got a photo of that.
Oh, yeah, with the sex. What did you do with that photo? I have never seen it. I looked bad in it. Is
that I still have it? It's making her a lot of money on the internet. That's what she's posting right now.
I'm telling you, the fact that sex robots are that size, those are for pedophiles, for sure. I'm a little lady. That's a wild... Did it get too dark for you guys?
No, it didn't get too dark.
Hallmark Family and Mysteries.
It's what, okay, right? Let's, yeah, they're like, don't mention us. Yeah. What I was saying is, like, I feel like every day there's some new story that I read like that.
Yeah, that you're like,
that I just go, this,
what's going on?
This obviously isn't the first time. This has happened before.
Yeah, this wasn't a new thing this guy
tried.
Not
even just with this guy. This is like...
This is going
law
on.
Of large numbers. Other people are doing this. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Some other manager at a Hyatt was like, uh-oh, they're
right,
onto
right.
us.
So just there are random people out there doing this. And I just go, wow. That's... It just... It, like every day I read a story that makes me scratch my head a bit.
Oh, know, yeah.
About... What? Who am I? Canadian?
You're absorbing...
What?
The Canadian.
You're running off. I am... I'm becoming Steph Tolliv.
Becoming Steph Tolliv.
That's it's, right. It's like being John Malkovich.
We just all grow.
But scarier.
No.
It is.
I'm sorry. But horrific. We're done.
That's, I mean, a little
God
bit.
Basically, if you're in Austin, go buy tickets to her show.
Yeah, go to the fucking show.
She's not.
So do this.
This is your fault, this? Austin.
Austin, May 1920, the Creek and Cave, for God's sakes.
Yes.
And this is what always happens. Now you're going to start doing more stand-up. You're going to have this is going to happen and you're going to fucking go crazy. You're going to post for months about a fucking show. And then the day you get back, hey, when are you going to be in Austin next? I was just there.
Right.
Oh,
right.
So infuriating.
Without fail.
Every single time. I was just there. I did 6 shows. And guess what? Poorly attended. Because people like you don't like to look at my social media and fucking.
Well, it's the algorithms.
It's the algorithms. Yeah. That's why I had to post a week out.
I bet if you did a special package where you showed up in the middle of the night to suck people's toes, those tickets would
the
sell.
Room. My God.
You want the VIP pack, the
very important toes.
Could you imagine
toes?
if you offered to suck people's toes on the way out?
Have you met Craigslist? Come on. Are you fucking,
is that like for most comics, you'd be like, yeah, those tickets are $40.
Right. Yeah.
Such a low bar that you're like, oh, well.
I didn't realize people were charging
45
for meet
and greets. The merch
too.
Isn't selling. So, yeah, people charge for meet and greets. A lot of bigger comics I heard, like,
yeah,
at a certain extent because there's just too many people.
Yeah. People ask me, like, how much is a photo? I'm like, free?
That's wild.
I'm not, like, at that
charging
point.
For yeah. photos?
But sometimes it gets a little...
But once you hit, like, theaters where you're doing, like, thousands, like, I think what I saw Bert do once, but it was before he was in arenas, which I don't know if he meets anyone.
You can't
know
that
no.
too much.
But he would, like, it was a raffle. Like during the before the show, you would enter a raffle before but I think he did charge. I think it was like a couple bucks. Maybe he didn't.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But then he's like, the end we'll show you, and you also like get their email.
I was gonna say all that is a great way to get marketing info. Yeah, I mean not all that is, but that's a genius way.
Also a great way to.
And then
up.
Next time you're in Austin, you're like, hey, fucking asshole that doesn't check my social media, I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm at your door.
This is actually making me panic and realize, like, oh, I do have an email list for that city I'm going to, and I haven't sent anything to it. That's a dude. There's
Don't
too
get
many
crazy.
Things.
There's too many things.
I've given
so
up on
much.
Most of the things.
Do you have, like, someone running all the stuff for you? Like, are you doing it yourself?
Well, no. Yes. Yes and yes. Yes and yes. I do. I don't have, I have, like, a sort of personal assistant who helps out with some stuff, but I most of the things my manager does, I have an amazing manager who I've had for years, and she's rad and awesome.
Good.
And my publicists do a lot of stuff too. And I have someone who occasionally will post social media stuff. Mm-hmm. If it's like, I do all the content myself, but if it's like something that again has to be posted at a certain time and a certain, I am not that person. That'll be like, I remember. So I know, that they'll just have time. Access to like post it, but not often. Most of the time I'm doing stuff myself, and most of the time I'm avoiding social media these days. It's so bad.
Well, I finally hired a company to make clips and post, like, and I can't afford what I'm paying them, but like. Just to not.
But it's to not do it. Yeah.
I'm like, now I'm buying my mental health.
I have gone through periods where I've had to do that. And I'm just
I can't imagine the shit you get, like, based on what we get, you must fucking.
It's like it's so much easier. And I used to be like, oh, and really kind of shame myself about it. And then I realized like, it's a form of self-care when you're busy. If you can, you know, be able to do stuff like that, then I'm fortunate. And then there are times that I'm like, I'm dying juggling this one woman show all on my own, you know, it's like a lot.
This is what it's like to be successful and your hair is just out to here.
Right. Yeah.
You can do it all.
Crying. Right.
I can't wait to get to a point where I don't have to run my social media because I'm really losing it. I'm losing it.
You know, did you and I have this conversation on your podcast?
Probably, because it's gotten worse though. Because now
it's gotten worse, do we ever just get to give up on it? Do we? Because I'm close.
Well,
the only social media I have now is Instagram.
I'm like, well, haven't given up, I don't know.
The day Elon Musk bought Twitter, I was like, gone.
And
left that dumpster fire.
Yeah. Good for you. I still occasionally post to a wasteland. I go, why? No one's reading this.
I don't post on there. Facebook, I got kicked off of and couldn't have been happier.
That's so hilarious.
That's amazing. Wait,
my public Facebook. That's still up, but like I don't even go on there. I don't sign into Facebook. Instagram, I've decided now that I'm like 41,
so good. Jesus.
I did press today, so this is the face that's hiding under this makeup and hairs. But I just am like, you know, maybe I get to now use the excuse of like, I'm just old. I'm okay. Yeah, I don't like this.
But even like not even looking at it. Like having that, like,
I will go sometimes now long periods of like, 2 hours. No, but like a day and a half, couple days I don't look at it. I don't scroll through it.
That's so nice.
Yeah. But then I come back and feel overwhelmed. I'm like, oh my God, I have all these messages.
Yeah, the longer you're away.
And then I just go, why are you doing this to yourself?
Why?
Why are we all
in a sick, sick world? And I just wanted to get to a point where I'm like, remember we didn't have this before?
All we had to worry about was people sucking on our toes.
Yeah, yeah.
Those
were the days.
The little Tamagotchis. Remember that?
Tamagotchis?
What are they called?
Tamagotchis.
I don't know.
Nanopets, Gigapets.
Yeah, Gigapets. Remember those? That was our only
death
form of
left
thing.
And right.
I always killed those things off too quickly.
Yeah.
It took too much thinking.
Yeah, no.
Right? Yeah.
I was like,
I got them nice and big. They're walking around.
Walking?
Hefty, even.
Hefty, hey. Like mother, like nano baby.
I'm not a baby anymore. It becomes,
hey, the role was very me. The problem is, I have a feeling I'm going to get this role.
Oh, the hefty.
It's
woman?
Also, it's filming in Canada. That's why I'm the only reason. There's a strike out here. Everyone was worked up. Yeah. But it's a very like, it was like hefty woman life of the party wearing a Hawaiian shirt. I'm like,
I mean, that's me. Other than the hefty part, I feel like life of the party wearing a Hawaiian shirt is.
I've seen you recreationally wear Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, I do.
Like it's, yeah, I'm like, I could buy that, but I don't like the hefty.
Are you auditioning a lot? What are you doing?
What do you do? What's going on? What do you do?
No, I'm just kidding. I will audition. I'll have like little spurts of audition. I mean,
now we're all fucked.
No. Yeah. I was out on the picket line with some of the writers yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Supporting.
Good support.
Pay the fucking writers.
Pay them. Pay them. And
pay us. Pay people.
Just make it, like, make this business, like, having been in this business for 37 years. And growing up in it, like, I remember what it was like when you could make a living, when it were, like, people at the top, and there were people, you know, but, like, you could make a comfortable middle-class living, and, like, it worked being in this business, and it's just not, they just squeeze every last...
Oh, the difference in writers now versus, like, the 90s?
Because you work one job then, and that was it. Now it's like you're
seeing writers... Well, because you had a 24-episode season, and you had consistent work, and now it's, like... The second you get a job, I'm panicking about losing the
six,
you know,
episodes.
Oh my God, that's
we'll
a,
see.
Was it, you know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and if it's not six of the best episodes of television they've ever seen in their life,
cutting it.
Yeah.
That's it. You're not, the last three aren't even seeing the air. You know what I mean?
Which is wild because most of the best shows, like
just
the
iconic shows,
they
Give
had
a
terrible, like the first season, no one was watching. It takes time.
Yeah.
And then they become like iconic, but people are like, no, it didn't pop on the first episode. Just
can't. No, we've all lost our attention span too. Again,
oh,
that's
we
fair.
Really have.
You guys, when did become the old ladies that bitching out in front of the trailer?
I love it. We are.
Look at us. We are. Yeah, I don't like it.
I love complaining.
A half an hour of television used to be a half an hour.
They say people that complain more actually have a better attitude about things. Well, not complain more, but that like vocalize it and get it out, and then
they live longer because you're getting it out. Because
we're making
everyone
else around
us upset.
I can't be doing this to 120. Out of my last breath is me like complaining still. No, I'm just.
I hate it here.
It's just more than I'm like, oh, it's just like saying, ah, oh, sometimes it sucks. Sometimes it's really fucking cool.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's just.
Yeah.
Well, not everything's bad.
No, it's like you have to have perspective too of like.
This is a lovely plant. This is a lovely. Not everything's bad.
It's
not
great. This is good astroturf.
This is the great astroturf.
Yeah. Well, it's like you have to like. I've literally brought back gratitude lists to be like, yeah, I get to be a comedian for a living.
Yeah, no, I am extremely grateful for what I get to do. Although I'm going to just really quickly move to my ADHD brain, which thought that you had somehow, for a strange reason, sewn on a strip of blue carpeting onto the AstroTurf rather than realizing that
it's
it is probably a rug, which the AstroTurf is
just
laid on top of.
Yeah. It's cool. It's like, that's the pool. It's, you know.
Yeah, I was like, oh, they made it. And I was like,
yeah, they really lost their motivation.
I think that's a rug. Yep. No.
I mean, it's a good rug. You guys on camera probably can't see it.
They can't see it, and they're like, "What is she talking about?"
Beautiful blue shag rug. Mm-hmm. Honestly, we could have. You just had that with no AstroTurf, but we needed the lawn.
I'm just the queen of bringing up random.
Wait, speaking of random,
I'm so 80.
How's your foot? Last time I saw you, you were in a fucking foot cast.
Yes,
Jesus,
it's so much better. I got my cast off. I went and shot this movie that's coming out today. Five days later,
fuck.
When I landed in Canada, I was like hobbling through the airport.
Oh, yeah,
and I was like
way up there too, weren't you, Barrie?
Toronto.
I thought you guys had Toronto. I thought you were in Barrie.
We were like north of, a couple days we were, or like the last week we were up in Barrie, and then we shot a lot in like Markham and a little bit north of there.
Thank God.
But yeah, I got to Canada and I was like, everything's fine. It's great.
But
you're not limping.
Healthcare.
But it was great. I had an awesome physical therapist.
Good.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. Okay, thank
Hell
God.
Yeah.
So it was good.
Also acting, I mean, I guess you could sit a bunch, but like.
You know, it yes and no. Like it, you don't sit as often as you'd think. Especially, I find like single cam stuff too. You're usually
like
moving into
around.
A scene.
Oh,
like sitcom,
it's like
come in, find a spot, and you're gonna be there.
Sit and do comedy.
Right. Yeah. But sit comedy.
Damn.
But yeah, it was great. It went really well. Okay. By the end of it, I got to do my fun little stunt day. I mean, I'm not.
Stunt.
No Tom Cruise by any means, but I did get to do
rolling?
A fun little flip and like smash someone in the head.
You did a flip?
Yeah.
What? You flipped?
A full, a front flip?
No. Like someone grabbed me and then I like flipped over the,
Oh my God. That's amazing. Fun. I don't even do stunts.
I don't do stunts.
Hallmark did stunts.
No.
She does stunts, Hollywood.
Oh, Jesus. Tamp down our excitement a little bit for what I'm describing.
Okay,
but
okay.
It's not, but
next
compared
James
to where
Bond.
I was when I walked into the hotel hobbling and the last day was able to do that, I was like,
re-injure because that would be my
I didn't
fear,
re-injure,
God.
But I do need to go back to physical therapy because I have lost a little bit of mobility in my toe because I didn't.
Well, I got a guy who will fix that. He's at the Hilton in Nashville.
Look,
Dave
Neal,
you need
a toe?
Listening?
I can get you a toe by 3 o'clock.
I'll bring it to life.
Dave will bite somebody else's toe right off.
One of his teeth just is a toe now.
Sorry. God. We both were like, no, we don't like that.
Yeah, I still go back to that. Still weird.
No, it is. It's not good. It's not good, a toe thing. What's the worst thing you've ever had someone do with your body that wasn't sexual?
I mean, I've had a lot. I mean, I've had two C-sections. So, being cut open and having all of your intestines placed on top of your stomach and then put back in you is weird.
And did you see all of that or are you under?
You're
no
not
idea.
Under. No, you're awake.
But you don't see it. They put a blanket up.
They put a thing like
you
right
can,
here.
Or you can just go no.
But
mommy wants to watch.
Yeah, I
go
mean,
live on Instagram.
I don't know that they would recommend that. I think it would probably
that would traumatize you forever.
Yeah.
Or you'd be fucked.
Yeah.
No.
Did you? Is it true that if you have a C-section, then you have to have C-sections? That's a thing I've heard.
No.
No.
Okay. Not necessarily. You can. I just happened to. I like. just did not have easy times having my kids. The second one was a planned C-section, but and it was fine, but I just had a lot of complications but after.
Was the first one just like, well, we got a C-section?
The first one, I was like in labor for 36 hours and not planning on it. And I went into the hospital thinking I was going to get my little scan to see why I was overdue and then go get some lunch. And they were like, oh, you have no amniotic fluid. You can't leave. And I was like, cool. Can I get some lunch?
Yeah,
and
you're like, but lunch?
No. And so they like tried to induce
eating
and it
a
just
sandwich
wouldn't...
while you're getting a C-section.
I would have. By the end, like, cat food commercials looked good. I remember sitting in the hospital. I was like, oh my God, it looks so good. I would eat Fancy Feast. Like, I was
they
just
really do a good job
hungry. Yeah, yeah. But they, because you might wind up in surgery, they can't feed you. So I guess it's kind of a good thing.
Oh my God.
I was going to say, my example, that went very, I was going to say a woman once tried to teach me to swim at a hotel. Like, it was a Holiday Inn. When I was really young, my dad took my sister to the bathroom. And then he came back and this really weird woman was like adjusting my form. And my dad's like, what's going on there? I'm like, she's teaching me the side crawl. And my dad's like, get out of the pool now. But this woman was like super old. And she wasn't like touching my boobs or anything, but like was really adjusting my shoulders. She's a strong swimmer, this one. And my dad's like, get out of the pool, get out of the pool. Get out of the pool.
She's got a good breaststroke.
Wow. It was really bizarre. Cause I was just like playing by myself.
Maybe
and
you
like,
could
let's
have,
try
maybe she was like a swimming instructor. Yeah. Maybe you could have been like an Olympic level.
Yeah, well, you don't know this. That was Michael Phelps' coach.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
She was wearing
eyeshadow
in the pool,
had an Olympic.
So it could have been. It could have been.
It was a Mimi from the Drew Carey show.
It looked like Mimi from the Drew Carey show, honestly.
You should tell your dad, be like, I could have been an Olympic swimmer and I am a comic now because you got me out of that pool. Because
you got me touched by some weird woman and I liked it.
No, that's weird. That is.
I liked it. Now I talk about it on stage.
Hotel.
Dude, Holiday.
Back to the hotel.
I mean, I have people hug me
David,
a lot.
In a way.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You. Oh, do people probably go like.
Do they ask to do it? Or they
no, no. Some do and are very polite. And they're like, can I give you a hug? I have noticed, thankfully, like, because consent has become a big topic, people are very respectful about it. And sometimes it's like kids, and so, you know, but every once in a while you do get the weird person where you're like, oh, we're hugging. Oh, yeah, we're close. Yeah, okay.
And you are not letting go here, bud. That's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of comes with the territory.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean,
but not in a bad, like, I just remember being a kid, and I think also because I've gotten so used to it over the years, and like being on a show that was such a part of people's childhoods.
Mm-hmm. It's like,
it
nostalgia.
It's a weird thing where they're like, I grew up with you.
Yeah, I know that it's
and
you were like,
but I didn't.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know you. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But
that
it is
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's who are the last guests we interviewed, we were just talking about running into celebrities and thinking that you know them. And I imagine, especially
you must get that
a show
like with your car. Or
no,
just
like, seeing someone in public and being like, we've met, right? And it's like, no, you watch them on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People just feel like they know you and you're like, A, that's a character. B,
people will constantly like, did I go to high school? Now, not so much, but like in kind of the time in between like Full House and when I started acting again, like people were like, did we go to high school together? Do I know you?
Yeah,
and like, you know,
what
sometimes.
What would you say to that?
It would depend on where I was. Sometimes if I was like out with my kids, I'd just kind of be like, you know. Uh-huh. But sometimes I'd be like, well, you know, usually if they asked me directly, like, are you the girl from Full House? And I'd be like, I am.
Okay,
and then sometimes people will be like, shut up. And you're like, okay.
Just
and
kidding.
They're like, no, you're not. And you're like, I.
Why did I make that up?
Right? Like,
odd.
There's. Well, it's just funny when they're like, shut up. No, you're not. And you're like, no, I am. Wait, am I arguing with someone that I am me?
Who I am?
Oh, what is happening? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you just feel like kind of a narcissistic asshole where you're like, no, I am.
Yes, I'm from the very popular television show. Did you ever get, I mean, I guess I assume what happened more with people who are in, I don't even know if this is true, like iconic adult roles, but did like, were there things about like Stephanie that people tried to like, they were surprised you weren't like her or like, I don't know if that's a weird question. I feel like people watching want to hear.
No, no.
But like,
there's a lot of weird questions. That is not a weird question.
No.
Yeah, no.
Have you ever your toes sucked at a Hilton?
Yeah, that we've covered the weird already.
Dave Coulier ever
sucked
your
toes? What's funny to me
is
the most normal question that you ask. Like, is this weird?
Or is this just a really boring normal question? Yeah. Was there ever like where like people wouldn't see you as you type of thing? Was there any type of?
I mean, I think. Yeah, like when I was a kid, especially when the show was like still on, and particularly like other kids don't quite get it, or even kids now that watch it, like even kids now that watch it, like with their parents or something that see us as little kids, it kind of trips them out. They're like, but you're that's wait, what?
Yeah,
sort of a
you look different on TV,
right? They're like, you look old now, and you're like, oh, I know,
just
my
you
soul.
Wait,
yeah,
it happens to all of us,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
That's fun.
I mean, that's crazy.
I was like, do you have more questions? You seem like you had a lot of questions.
Yeah, I felt like we were really going in.
Yeah, I felt like there's got to be people.
All of a sudden, we made a left turn into like sincerity. And I was like, let's do it. Let's go.
You know what my favorite reference I use, which is from Full House, which is anytime I see a guy that got bad hair plugs, I send a photo of Dave Coulier's the chipmunk he had.
Yeah, Mr. Woodchuck.
Mr. Woodchuck. I'm like, do you know what I'm talking about? It's a really good reference.
I should. I watched
all the side by side pick.
Somewhere in there is. I think first season, maybe second season. No, maybe a little older than like second season. And it is, it's John Stamos as like they made him like it was like a future thing, and they made him into an old man, and he had like terrible.
I
hair
remember wispy hair.
Wispy hair. Yes, yeah. Yes, that was also pretty good. But Mr. Woodchuck is he had the little like spiky.
Yes,
yeah.
And he had like very individual spikes.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's anytime a guy's like his hair plugs, I send my photos. I'm like, here he is. It's a very hilarious reference. People get it, love it. You don't get it, so you're funny.
I guess not. No, it's also just like the hilarity of imagining John Stamos. You look at him now, and you're like, okay, well, that was never gonna be what John Stamos looked like.
He's the first celebrity I ever met. And he was so fucking nice.
Yeah, really? He is very, very generous.
Yeah, it was in Toronto. He literally, we skipped school, and I saw him outside. He was like filming this thing, and I went, John Stamos! I screamed it out, and he went to the crew. He goes. And then he came over and said hi to all of us. His friend had a camera. Oh, yeah. I've never told the story. It was like crazy.
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
How have you never told me this story?
I don't know. I still have his autograph somewhere.
He
was so hot.
He's really sweet and like really great with fans.
It's crazy. Yeah. He said hi to us all, shook all of our hands. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, I've never been in Toronto before. And my friend is a camcorder. That's how old it is. He's like, if you want to say something to my camcorder. Right. And I made everyone sing the Full House song. And I got really into it. I was like, Scooby-Doo-ba. I got so into it.
You had the same voice.
Oh, yeah. Exact same voice.
You're like, I got this. Yeah.
So insane. Then I was like, he's gonna go home. I think he was dating Carmen. Is he still with? No, he was with Carmen Electra.
Was he
right?
With Carmen?
No,
Rebecca.
They were married.
So, okay, yeah. So I'm like, I pictured him going home and showing her this. I mean, like, we found these, and then I was like, this disgusting little gross kid.
You do just go like, because I think about people filming, like, you know, when people like film concerts, it's like, well, what did he do with all that footage?
Yeah, nothing. It's gone.
Where's the maybe one day we'll get
but
a Stamos
so
documentary?
He's, alarming. He is really, really sweet. Bob was always good like that too.
You saw talk to people, yeah.
Did you meet Bob?
No, I never got to meet Bob. I met John, but I never met. But that's because he was my ex's godfather. Do you remember?
Wow, we've waded into some uncomfortable territory
like,
here. I was like,
no, Bob.
She was like, it was.
Oh, my God. His first drum set. He's the reason he plays drums. Do you remember Mark Warren?
Oh yeah.
I dated Mark. I'm just kidding.
I was like, wait.
I love a senior citizen. I dated his son.
Mark was our executive producer. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And
so
I didn't know all that.
Oh, yeah. He was an EP on Full House and like.
Oh my God. How is this just now coming out?
I wasn't going to bring it up. Mostly just I didn't want to give airtime to Andy, but Mark is delightful.
Yeah,
yeah. No, Mark is.
Got it.
The hardest part of breaking up with Andy was being I'm going to miss his family.
Yeah.
But
oh my God.
Okay, yeah, that's just
okay. Wow. Well, I'm glad we've made it a little uncomfortable for you.
Oh, it's fine.
Well, Stamos got him his first drum set, and then he became a drummer.
Got
and,
it. The drummers,
they're not. Their drummer's gonna drum.
Is your husband not a drummer? He looks like a musician.
No, my husband, no. He wants absolutely zero attention in any
That's
respect.
That's so funny.
He always jokes that he wants to be Dolly Parton's husband. Not actually married to Dolly Parton.
Because nobody ever...
Because Carl Dean, like the last picture we've all seen of him is from like 1978. You know what I mean?
You don't see him.
Really? You don't see him. And they've been married forever. He's like, that's what I want. Like you, he's like, I am your number one fan. I support you. Go do whatever. I will hold it down. But please God, don't let me take like...
Don't make me take
pictures and do all that. He hates it. And I'm like, great. So it works out really well.
Wow.
I get to go kind of do my thing and
that's
he is supportive,
perfect.
But also like,
that's so wonderful.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a, one headshot per household thing as people say, and it can work. Like
it's,
two.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I've never dated actors. I don't think.
Oh,
no,
wow.
I've never dated actors. They're crazy. I'm crazy enough. There's enough.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean,
there's enough I can't say that word now. Yeah, sorry. There's enough ADHD energy in just my personal
life.
No.
No, apparently.
It's
no, that's not.
Believe that. Apparently, it's.
Actually, I'm
No, yeah. well, it's okay to be a teachable moment.
I've never
heard it. Like Lizzo and Beyonce. I mean, it's apparently like
it's like a slur for ADHD kids.
It's more like the R word. I think is where they're trying to like head with it now.
Oh, I never put that even in remotely the same category.
Well, spastic. It was what they used to call kids that had like, you know, mental disabilities, and they would call them spastic, spaz for short. So yeah, I guess
I thought
teachable moment here, guys. Teachable moment. I always remember now. Like that's one of those words that like we're trying to get away from.
Oh yeah, when I'm like, that was my whole childhood.
Lizzo used it in one of her things, and there was like a thing. She was like, "All right,
she changed the song." But I think Beyonce was like, "No."
No, she changed it.
She did?
She changed it.
She was like, no. And then maybe they finally got to her.
She changed it. So,
well, I wrote a whole new hour on spaz. I guess I have to change. I'm kidding.
If Lizzo and Beyonce
make
are doing
this
it,
the
I'm
clip, we're going to go viral.
I literally, honestly,
for all the wrong reasons.
Canceled. Really had no idea. I'm being like, dead.
Oh, yeah,
no.
Well, and it's like, I also like, it's interesting just to have the conversation about like, there needs to be more of a gray area of this type of thing, this conversation of, let people learn. I didn't realize. You know what I mean? If someone's being directly derogatory, that's one thing. But if someone says something they don't realize, of course, tell them.
But I also think it's the way that someone receives it, right?
Of course.
If someone goes, well, actually, and you were like, oh, I didn't. And you were like, let me take in the information. But some people were like, fuck you. I can use whatever. And, to some regard, dig. Knock yourself out.
I want to say whatever I want. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever used the word in my life, but I always thought it was somebody who just had like
a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it is, but it derives from apparently.
I thought it was if I freak out about something, so like that's it. Just me having a little freak out. That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I mean,
maybe it's different in Canada. I use that for anything.
Basically, I'm just trying to get adopted by Canada at this point. I work up there a lot. I'm like,
well, good. Now you that's the place that's going to work. So.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to be like, look, I bet you guys know me. Yeah, I've been here.
You've been here.
Poutine, yes.
Did
love.
You have good poutine?
Fucking love poutine.
So good.
I mean, it's French fries, gravy, and cheese curd.
Oh, fuck, I'm so hungry.
Come on.
You have the appropriate cheese curds, otherwise it doesn't melt properly.
Right, no. Look, and I love
chewy,
the slight
chewy.
Squeakiness of the cheese. Yeah.
That's a good curd. That's a squeak.
Yep.
I want a curd now.
I want a curd.
Favorite foods. What's your favorite dish ever?
Oh God, that's a really hard. Actually, it's not cheeseburger and fries. That is
big time cheeseburger.
I am. Mm. I love a cheeseburger and fries. It makes me very happy.
It's so good.
Yeah,
I eat it probably at least like once every 10 days.
Do you make it out here, or do you go somewhere specific?
No, I go somewhere specific. There's a really great place that I love called Hi Ho Burger. They use like really thin. It's almost a little like smashed patty, but not quite. But it's Wagyu beef, so it's really good meat.
Ooh.
And they make like this homemade onion jam and all this stuff. It's delicious.
Dude, I just squirted a little.
And
can we go there?
They're
this?
Fucking geniuses, because when you order stuff to go, they put their fries in a little bag that's hole punched. So the steam comes out and they don't get as soggy. I mean, French fries don't travel great.
No.
But they have figured it out that it's like they do that so they don't get all soggy and like limp dick fries, because nobody likes that.
No, like soggy.
Except maybe that hotel manager.
Yeah. I mean,
He doesn't like dicks. Limp dick toes.
He likes a thick steak fry with a toenail on it. It's a toe.
It's still a toe.
Dude, I love finding out about new burger places.
That sounds fucking good.
It's really good.
I'm like burgers and pizza all day. Like,
yeah,
very
my
simple.
Husband is a pizza guy. I am not a huge pizza person.
No.
I can say no to pizza. That is, I'm like, meh.
Yeah.
Dude, not me. I think.
It's the tomato sauce. Doesn't
you like
it? I don't know. I don't like it.
You don't need it.
I don't need it. Okay. Now, if there's French fries there, done.
That's your done.
That's
it. Oh, I mean.
Did you have Swiss Chalet when you were in Toronto? Canada?
Did I what?
Did you go to Swiss Chalet? It's like a rotisserie chicken place.
Oh.
They have very good fries.
Chalet?
Yeah, it's called Swiss Chalet.
I did go to another
chicken place in Montreal. Oh, what was it called?
La Cookie Poulet.
It's like a chain.
La Bouston?
No, it was, oh God.
Oh, St. Hubert.
Yes, St. Hubert. St. Hubert, and that shit is delicious. It's pretty good. Okay?
That's what she likes like that.
St. Hubert.
It's like a little turkey with like a little.
It's
hat
a little. It's really good grilled chicken. And it's like rotisserie chicken. And their sides are delicious.
Yeah, it's like creamy coleslaw, that kind of shit. It's like a better version of KFC. But like, kind of like a family style restaurant.
But like, it's more rotisserie and stuff.
But also, like, I thought it was like a, because they have like a drive through where they can order food and stuff. Yeah. But like, you go in and sit down and it's like a restaurant with menus and shit.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, every time I go to Canada, I go, we're doing it right.
Canada's doing it right. I love Canada.
I do. Please take me. Take it. 2020, 2024 is coming. Please.
Yes.
Please.
Get us out of here.
Help me. I will. Look. She can vouch for me. She likes me.
I'm an honorary Canadian. I can vouch for her. That's what you imagine.
I thought you were Canadian.
You are Canadian. I'm saying.
Oh, honorary. Got it. I was like, wait, shit, my plan. No.
I can.
I'm marrying her. Back off. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. So stand up. Are you starting to do stand up?
Yes.
I am starting to do stand up. I did Jeremiah Wonder's Stand Up on the Spot.
Oh, nice.
Bellier, how was that?
That was the first time I got up solo on stage, was improvised stand-up. And it was great. I was really happy with how it went. I mean, you know, I didn't think I totally sucked. So that's a plus.
That's huge.
Which I feel like for comics is, you know, it's just a range of like, to like,
And especially that's all improvised. So we don't know what this is. It's like, it's just crowd work.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't do any material, which in some ways, depending on how prepared, it could be like easier in some ways. Cause it takes the pressure off of, well, my material didn't bother.
Right. My material. There is sort of like a nice thing to that. But I mean, you know, you watch people go up and like, luckily my brain is constantly going. So I'm like, oh yeah, throw out random things. I'm like, oh, this is my little neurodivergent brain was like, I've researched this.
Same.
So it was great. But terrifying a little bit. But, you know, Jeremiah was up there. He's like, I'll stand up on stage in case things really start going. I mean,
okay.
I didn't need 10 minutes just talking stupid shit and having fun. And then my friend Mike Binder, who did the Comedy Store documentary and has been a stand up forever. He had me come do like 10 minutes for him with a couple other people that opened for him, Vinny Fastline, and who else was there? Anyway, I did like 7 minutes for him.
Nice.
I just got asked to do another 10 minutes at Mrs. Robinson's on the 18th.
Oh, nice.
For my friend Chris Bowers. And then, I'm like, I don't know. It's weird. Like all of a sudden I'm like, people are like, you should come do this. Yeah, and I'm like,
throwing you in there.
Yeah. So now I got to like, you know, write a set.
Have you been writing? Do you have a set?
I've written a few things. I mean, I have, you know, the endless scrolling note on my phone. Thoughts
you're
that come into my
comedian.
Head. But I'd say 85% of the great things that I think come to my head come in that space right before I'm ready to go to bed.
Uh-huh.
When I don't want to write it down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'll remember this. This
you're
is so great. I'm not
do.
Going to.
Never going to. Never will.
So I think I would, you know, I probably have a really great set by now if I would have just
voice memos, I feel like, are the way to do
that. My husband's are asleep. It's like, you know, it's a whole thing. And then you're like, if I talk, it takes me a while to fall asleep.
I try doing the thing where I think of one thing. Like, it was a funny joke. I'm like, the zebra's okay. I'm like, zebra, zebra, zebra. And then the morning I'll wake up, zebra. I'm like, zebra what? What the fuck was
zebra? Oh, yeah. I've even written down one word before, and that's a mistake.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Mitch Hedberg used to have a really good joke about it. He's like, sometimes you're like, you know, I'll be laying in bed and I think of a really good joke and like it's late at night, I'm laying down, my notebook's away from me, so I just have to like really convince myself that it's not that funny. like it's just like so relatable. Cause it'll be like, that's great.
You're like, well, it'll be there tomorrow.
So
something
annoying.
Else.
I write in the shower. Which is bizarre.
I'll have ideas come to me in the shower.
And sometimes I take like a 45-minute shower. Sorry, Los Angeles. Because I'm in there, I'll think of a joke, and I'm like, oh my God, then I'll just start like saying it
riffing
out loud.
On it?
Riffing on it in the shower like a fucking lunatic.
Right. Yeah, but no, that's not great. Three-fourths of the arguments that I win are me and myself and I in the shower where I'm like, yeah, I told that motherfucker.
Yeah, what you a know. Great comeback.
Right. Oh,
third
yeah,
grade.
You should have said that. You know what? I'm going to go start another fight.
Yeah.
No. but...
Let me on my Facebook.
Right, yeah. I am trying to get better at like do things not under pressure, but I just think my brain works best under pressure. Oh, so I'm like, oh, you've got like 3 days to get your shit together.
do it
now.
I need a fire. And then
And I think, and I'm actually, I've been reading a lot about, you know, ADHD and all that fun stuff. And that's actually, we, and you know, creating fake deadlines for ourselves and be like, it doesn't work. We only know. We're like,
you know.
I know I have 48 hours and I'm waiting till hour 46, motherfucker.
Oh, what is that? This morning, I had to wake up at 6 a.m. to do that self-tape. I had 3 days.
I had three days.
Then I was like mad at myself. Like, I did this.
But I will always do this.
But it's like, I'm trying to reach a level of acceptance where it's like, yeah, no, I'm going to do it the hour before. And that's okay.
And that's okay. It's okay. Yeah. You know what? None of it matters. No, it doesn't matter.
I have a voiceover due. I'm like, I totally have to do it today. It's due Monday. I know I'll be doing it Monday morning.
Yeah.
I will be doing it Monday morning at 8 a.m. again. Yep. Wake up.
One take, send it in.
You know what?
Not work on it.
That is okay. Sit in that. Okay. Sit in it. Because you know what? That's how you work best. Work with your brain. Don't fight it.
Yeah, it is. Hey, look around. It's working out.
Yeah.
It's working out. Look, you're fucking hilarious.
And crushing it.
When someone gives you enough time, you're not as funny. You're like, I've got to panic. I'm fucking
it's too much time. Especially, like, I feel like with any type of art, but like specifically stand up, it's really easy to like try to overcorrect and get too critical, and then you like try to fix something to death.
Yeah,
where like some of the best stuff is in the moment.
Pick it apart. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because it's like nothing's ever actually done. It's just like that's good enough.
And that's that actually. That's where I struggle sometimes. Is the living in that like. You can't completely check something off the list that it's just kind of a... Like, when I hear people say they, like, wrote a book and they're like, it took me 15 years to write this book. I'm like, that would be 15 years of me losing my fucking mind that this thing wasn't done. You know what I mean? Like, I have to get it done. Even if it's done terribly, just done.
Do you have a to-do list?
The list. Like, yes, I live by a to-do. Yes. If I don't write it down and it if it's never not happens. On my calendar...
We're done. No, I write.
I'm not
going to
be there. No, I am so sorry. It's not that it wasn't important. I love you, my friend, but I... Don't recall the conversation.
Yeah. I must write everything down immediately. And because I don't even have my phone calendar. I have a handwritten calendar.
Yeah.
Me too, but I'm trying to build the muscle with the phone because I'm now realizing I'll be like, well, I think I can do it, but I have to get home to my home calendar. And then I forget that I said that.
Right. No, I have learned, like, my schedule will get crazy sometimes. So I just, like, tell my manager, I'm like, please, as soon as I say yes to something, put it in the calendar. Even if it's just maybe a pencil, because I am notorious for being like, sure, yeah, the 15th, I'm wide open. Yeah. And then I've got like four other things that I've said I'm wide open to that day. And then I just have this existential dread that I'm a terrible person. And like everyone's going to hate me. And
Oh, yeah, I had someone the other day.
And then I just don't deal with it and call anyone.
I'll just hide. I'm not going to say anything.
Right.
And hopefully they'll
all hate me anyway. So then I never have to deal with that problem again.
They don't ever see them again. So I'm comfortable.
Even Dave Neal's like, I can't suck your toes. You didn't get that.
I feel like he definitely, that's a go-getter. I don't know if he schedules it in. It's a rough window and wherever. Yeah. Question, do we think he hit other people in the night beforehand? Do we think he was on a toe-sucking spree?
I feel like he picks one person per night. Like, he gets really excited.
I need to know if there's been others. What if there hasn't? What if this was the first time he was like, okay, tonight's the night.
Snapped.
Tonight is the night I'm going to do it. And he got fucking caught.
Maybe he waits for people to come in and go, man, I can't wait to go to bed. I am sleepy. He finds the ones that are the sleepiest because he thinks he can suck them for longer.
Yeah.
Which is usually not the case.
I don't know why that this is the funniest story to me. It is so fucked up.
Because it's so fucking weird.
It is so weird.
It's so weird. Could you not go on Craigslist or Backpages or like...
People love this. People want you to do this.
Yeah, there are people who will pay you to do it. Yes.
But that's the appeal, right? It's sort of like, it's the appeal is that like...
I could get caught. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're a fucking psycho.
You're a sick psycho.
Because you're not good enough at it. I've never been caught.
Yeah. I'm just quiet.
It's also, gotta leave now.
He definitely knew that guy was
too much teeth. That's probably what happened.
That's exactly
I imagine that he has had a sick toe fetish for years and has been holding on by a thread and just been like, just get through the night, David.
Did you ever watch the... Okay, you really want to freak out. Did you ever watch the documentary about the dude that owned the motel that built like an entire like catwalk system into the rooms in the ventilation system, and for like a decade would go up there, observe people, and he told himself that it was like a social experiment, that he was doing it to like observe what people
would do
when they weren't, but it was like, you know, them people having sex, people being naked, people, and he like, for
sleeping.
Yes.
Dude.
That's even creepier.
I'm just saying, and people would like think they'd heard something, and he,
he was like, up. I mean, it was this whole fucking thing, but years and years and years. I love weird true crime documentaries.
How did he finally get caught?
How did he hear him sold? Okay. I could. I give absolutely no guarantee that this isn't all correct. I could be making this up, but occasionally I'm right if I just go with it. If I remember correctly, he sold it,
and somebody else
found it. I think, or maybe he, or he came. Maybe did he come out with it? I can't remember. I don't remember. It's weird.
He must have been really quiet. Like, or did he have a soundproofed up there? Like, how would he get?
He just gained too much weight and got too old, so people started hearing him. Like,
basically need to go back and rewatch it because now I don't remember the details.
That freaks me out.
There was one day where his mind was so warped that he's like, "No, this person's gonna love it that I'm in here."
Hello.
No, but he did. But it was like he was in the vent, like up above, watching them, and like the vents, like right above their bed and stuff. Yeah, fucking weird.
So gross.
All I'm saying is, you're never truly alone.
Oh my God. Well, we got to wrap up.
Isn't that comfortable?
And on that note,
isn't that a nice ending to this? You're never alone. Jody, thank you so much for
today. I don't even
know. Goddamn coming in here.
A lot of sick shit.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. I loved it.
Oh,
when's your next? Well, go see the next family dinner.
Family dinner is going to be June 17th here Saturday at the Belly Room. It's going to be our dads and daddies for Pride and Father's Day.
Yay.
So it's going to be a lot of fun.
And your movie's out.
The movie's out today on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries.
Yes.
The Jane DeSilva Mysteries, Inheritance Lost. So you can check that out. Ooh.
Move over, Succession.
Yes. but no, I have that coming out. And then the 18th, I will be here in LA at Mrs. Robinson's doing some stand-up.
Yay.
A few other things coming up.
We'd love to see it. Go follow our Instagram, for God's sake.
Yeah, if you're for some reason not already.
Because it's all I am now is on Instagram. That's
you love
it.
Instagram. We all love Instagram.
I love it. It's great.
We love the internet. Reality sucks. shout out to our sponsor, Hilton Hotels.
Yeah. Dave Neal, love you so much. Love you to bits.
Well, I will take this down if you give me free hotels for life.
Yeah.
So, balls in your court, Hilton.
I'm getting sued by Hilton later this week.
Oh my God, it's a headline.
Yes.
Jody Sweeten banned from all Hilton hotels.
Your face is on a poster
right,
in all of them.
Permanently.
I'd love to see it. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Go follow the podcast. Follow all the things. And we love you. Stay.
Stay sucking.
Protect your
toes.
Keep sucking.
Sucking in the free world.
Follow the podcast at SlobsPod.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.